so steep on top that when you put the string down, the string could go straight down to chut mishkalus yerid kinegdoi. Then the halacha is moididoi medida yofim. Then you only have to measure a good medida. What does that mean, a good medida? That if it's so steep that it's not walkable down and not walkable up, you don't have to measure that part also at all. You don't measure the slope of the ditch going down and the slope going up. Who then, if you have a mountain that's so high straight up and it's hard to walk it, you don't have to measure the slope going up and the slope coming down. Then what do you measure? Just the flat portion. Like if you have a ditch, you go down to the ditch, and there you measure straight across the flat ground straight across. Or then if you have a steep mountain, you go on top of the mountain, and if on top of the mountain there's a straight land, flat land, you measure that flat land. If there's no flat land on top of the mountain, you don't measure the mountain at all. It's very steep. It doesn't move out the string when it comes down. Then we don't use this slope to measure the modron, the slope going down at all. You don't have to measure it by this eitzer of kiddur, but instead you just jump down into the ditch, and you measure just the flat ground of the ditch. Medidi yof, a regular medidi karka chalok, like a straight piece of ground. Then when you come to the other side, you just climb up again, and then go further and measure your tchum further. But you don't have to measure at all the slope going up, the slope going down. In other words, the kitzah. If the slope going down is walkable, then you do have to measure it. You have to measure with the eitz of the kula of mekader. But if it's so steep that you can't walk up or walk down, then you don't have to worry about the slant at all, and you don't measure it at all. So the Gemara v'kama oimkei shogai. How deep down could the guy to the ditch be? Strashi kama oimkei shogai, the name of mavliya kishuroich nun. So we're saying in Chiddush now, that if the ditch is very deep down, but the width, it's only wide 50 yamas across, you can be makel and have one person stand on one side of the ditch, and the other person on the other side of the ditch, and they take the string of 50 yamas and stretch it across. So a makel as if there's mamash flat ground there. Now how deep down could the ditch be, and you still say this kula, that will only measure straight across 50 yamas? Is Omer Rav Yosef Apayin. It can't be more than 2,000 yamas down. If it will be more than 2,000 yamas down, then you can't have this kula. So Drashi Alpayin. Abu Yosef Mikan, if it's more than this, Afilu Yochel Avliyoi. Even if you could be mavlirit, like it's less than 50 yamis across, einoi mavlioi, elo mekader. Then you mamish have to measure it down by being mekader. But you can't be makel to go straight across. If it's more than 2,000 yamis down, then you can't measure straight across. So the Gemara, eisve yabai, rektabai akasha, oi mekuf, you say a shear of 2,000 yamis. Another place we learned, if it's 100 yamis deep, you can't go straight across. If it's only 100 amis and then it's wide 50, you could do it. But mashma, if it's more than 100 amis deep, then you can't be makel to be mavliya to go straight across. And you're saying the shear is 2,000 amis deep. And the Gemara, who the yom akacherim, it's like a true, it's a machlekes, and he goes like the acherim. The Tanya we learned, acherim oimrim, other people say, afilu omuk alpayim, even if it's 2,000 amis deep. But I call upon him on top, from one side of the ditch to the other side of the ditch, it's only 50 yamis, is a locha mavliyoi. You're allowed to be makel and measure, take the string, go straight across, but mavliyoi, it goes straight across. And he could the army, some say, Amar Rav Yosef, afilu yosef me'apayim. No, even if the ditch is more than 2,000 yamis deep, still we could be makel and measure straight across if it's only 50 yamis across. As the Chura command, who does he go like? To like Tanakam, like Acher. He doesn't go like either of them. They say a shear of 100 or 2,000, but you're saying even more than 2,000. So do you go like? Have the Gemara, there's no kasha. Hosom shein chutam ishkolis, you're connected. Hey, when the slope is not so steep, so that it's walkable, that the string going down does not go straight down, but it gets pushed aside because it's a little bit. This it's not steep, you could walk it down. Then we say if it's more than 2,000 or more than 100, it's no good. Abahocha, we're talking about the Chut HaMishkoilis, Yerid Kenegdoi. Here we're talking about it's mamish very steep down. If you take the string and measure it straight down, it goes straight down, Kamat. Doesn't move away 4 amos. So here we don't have to, we don't care how deep down the ditch is, still you go straight across and mavliyir it. Rashi, Hosom, Kivan, Shachut, Tamishkol, Yorik, Kenegdoi, Plut, Tanakam, Aviacherim, Hilka, Kivan, the Chosil, Hiluch, Ktsas, Avdin, and Belechurma. Since you could walk there, Ktsas, then you go to Churma. Mashenka, where you can't walk at all, then, where you can't walk it at all, then no matter how deep down it is, it's still with Mavliya. As long as on top you can get the string to go straight across within 50 Amis, that's all you have to do. So it's Gemara v'chi'ein chut ha-mishkolish yared kenegdoi. That was saying that it's called nicha tashmishti, it's walkable, when the string does not go straight down, but it gets pushed aside. At kama, how much does it have to be pushed aside? Like how steep is it? Omer avini dalet. If the string gets pushed away, dalet amas away from where you're standing. V'chein toni romi by yecheskel dalet. If it gets pushed away, dalet amas, that's a right, it's not so steep. If the slant goes down slowly, so it's walkable. Then we say you have to measure it. And if it's more than 2,000 amas deep, or more than 100 amas deep according to Tanakama, you don't have the cool of going straight across and measuring with only 50 amas, but then you have to measure the slope going down. Shrashi at kama yisracha kamishkodos mikinegdoi, dikori lei ein yurid v'nachmedei, that you're saying you can't walk there, and you have to be, that you're saying for kept, you could walk there, and you have to be machmir, that's the shear of Daldamas. Like we'll soon see the next Gemara's Mas with Beda. What does it mean, the shear of Daldamas? So the Gemara, Hegi Alahar, if you reach the mountain, is Mavliyai v'choizelamidosei. The locher is, if you reach the mountain, so then again the Mishnah says, just like the ditch, you come back and measure, continue measuring. And the case was, again, where the har, Kenega, the city, was wider than 50 Amis. For a little bit outside, left of the city, it's less than 50 amas. So you go out left and go straight across the mountain that there is less than 50 amas, and then you come back to Kenega the city. Omar Rova, Loishonu El Bahar Hamislaket Yud B'Teich Dalit. This is called walkable. That when you walk Dalit Amis, it only goes up 10 tefachim. That's walkable. Sidrashi, B'Mislaket Yud B'Teich Dalit. Habo lilkoit kamhu magbia. You want to know how high does it go? Voilech moitse yutfochim goiva koidim shigil hiluch daladamis. When just about right before you get to walk in daladamis, you elevated yourself yutfochim. Alba mitoy chomish kekarka chaluk yedomi umoidid medida yofa v'yen kan lo yavlov lo kidu. It's when do we have our kula that was saying that either you could go straight across it if it's only 50 amis, or else if it's more than 50 amas wide, you have the kulu to measure the mekidom. That's only if it's not so walkable. In other words, within walking dal damas long, it only goes up yutvachim. Now that's a little hard to walk it. So there we give these kulas to say that if you can get straight across the ditch or straight across the har in 50 amas, that's all you have to do. And if you can't do it in 50 amas, then you have the kula of being mekader of measuring with this a string 4 amis long, and one person holding it by his heart, and the other person holds it by his foot, you have these kulas. Yeah, so it's Mura. Avo Bahar, for we have this mountain, Hamislaket Yud Mitoichei, that it only elevates 10 tefachim by going 5 amis long, then that's mamish called nicha tashmishte, that's like mamish walkable, that's called like part of the ground already. Then the din is moididoy medida yofa. Then you have to measure it a good measuring. You can't have any kulis of be mavliya, be mekader, that's called kamat like flat ground, and you have to mamish measure it straight across. You have to go up it, and I mean straight across, I mean you have to go up the mountain, and then come down again on the other side of the mountain. Rav Huna Brei de Rav Nosson learned a little bit Lakula here. It's just the opposite. That what he learned like this. Amar Rova, Loishonu El Bahar Hamaslaket Asoro Mitei Chomish. So I cared. When do you still have to measure it by being the kader going up the mountain and coming down the mountain, or else you have to measure it going straight across the Avlon? That's only if by walking 5 amos, you only elevate yourself 10 tefachim. So this shittvei, that's also not the best way to walk, but I call upon him it's walkable. Avo bahar, but if you have this mountain, hameslakit asor meter dalid, it elevates itself yud tefachim, but you're only walking further dalid amos, then I'm doy. That's called like lanicha tashmishta, it's very hard to walk it up, and there's even a bigger kula. You don't have to be mekader, you don't have to measure it straight across with the string, but just for oimdoi, you're allowed to estimate it how wide it is. Shrashi master lekula, that bahar mishupahu debinan havloi kidr. If the mountain is pretty steep, that's not so walkable, that's when you have to have the havloi, the kidr. Avo bezokov, but in the case where it's very hard to walk, then oimid biyalma. And all you have to do is just make an estimate across the mountain. You have to estimate how wide this mountain is, and that's how much you take off from the tchum. Right, the Gemara says, "Ubavach lo yetze chus the tchum." Again, this was like the picture in Rashi in the Mishnah, that when you want to measure across this ditch, even though Kenega, the city, it's wider than 50 yamas. So the yetzer is, walk on the left side of the city, and over there you could measure across, and then come back to the city. So he said, "Ubavadosh lo yetze chus the tchum." When you're making this left turn away from the city, you can't walk chus le tchum to measure across the ditch and then come back into the city. As if you're tomorrow, my time, or why not? You're not making the tchum there. You're just walking out that far in order to be able to measure across the ditch. But rather, after you measure across the ditch, you're going to come back again to Kenega the city. So what's wrong? Amarav Kana, here it's Xera. Shema Yoimru, maybe people will say, Midat tchumim bolakan. Once people are going to see you when you're measuring the tchum, walk outside the tchum, people are going to think, oh, the tchum taka goes so far. They saw the guy measuring the tchum, and he went that far. Therefore, any time you're oisik in measuring the tchum, you can't walk more than the tchum itself. Strashish lo yetzichus the tchum, operationally, like we explained before, it's exeret. Right, the imenu yochol avluyoy. If let's say the ditch or the mountain is wider than 50 amos, so you can't go straight across it, then you have to measure the slope. But the avliyach of mekadrin, Tana Rabbon, it says learned the Rabbanon Torahs, Ketzad mekadrin. What's this kula? What does it mean by being mekadrin? You're measuring the slope of the mountain by being mekadrin. Tachto en keneged liboy. The person who stands on the bottom holds the string not by his feet, but he holds the string connected liboy, connected his heart. Elyon, the person that's 4 amas higher up, he puts the string down connected margulosa. And Amar Abaye Naktinen, Abaye says we learned, we hold. Ein mekadrin ela bechevel shel 4 amas. When you do this eitzah be mekadrin, you don't use a string of 50 amas, but only a string of dalad amas. Similarly, you gain much more. Because every dalad amas, you're gaining yourself the height of half a person. So you're gaining something. You have this kula. And therefore the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Abahua, Naktinish, no, we hold, Ein Mekadrin Loi B'Yeg LaRufa. Yitaka can't use this kula when you're measuring for an Eg LaRufa. That means, let's say you have a mace, somebody was killed outside the city. So the locher is, the city closest to the mace has to bring an Eg LaRufa. Let's say there are 2 cities next to the mace, so you have to go measure which city is closer. Well, that's midiraisa, so you have to know the closest city. There, when we measure, you can't be maker by mekadrin, but you have to mamish measure a hill all the way up and all the way down, or a ditch all the way down, all the way up. You have to do a good measuring there. Vayta v'loy b'yorim miglet. The same thing, midiraisa, so you have a tchum, you have to know where the tchum of yorim miglet is. That's midiraisa, so you have to have a good measuring. You can't be maker by mekadir, but you have to measure the slope all the way up and all the way down. Why is it the mara? Mifnei shen shatara. Since these things are midiraisim will not makel. Rashi said, "Mevneishim lidosa minatera hilkach lemisharinim bu midi elamoydedin horim v'geyos kekarka haloka." You have to measure the mountain and the ditch down like regular ground. You have to measure the whole thing. We're only makel, or it's only a shalim the rabbonin, and the rabbonin taka will makel. Sokti Mishnah, ein moydedin ele minamumcha. When you go to measure the tchum Shabbos of the city, you have to have a mumcha to measure it. Shirashi learns, Hachagastin en moedan ela mumcha means boker b'medida. Somebody that knows the medida very good, that's the one, somebody knows the halachas, how to make a medida, he's the one to make the medika. Rabbeinu Tam Tres brings down another pshat, he has the gear saying, en moedan ela min ha mumcha, Yeah, mina mumchi Rashi. Tosfos says pirush rach derech yishor. You have to use a straight road. Umuchavenes kinegadir. Or mumchim lashon umocha that you go straight out. That's the way you measure it. And Rashi has to change the gears a little and says ein moidedin ella mimcha ella mumcha. A baki has to measure it. Right, the Mishnah says riba lamaka mechod or miyat lamaka mechod. Let's say the two ends of the city, the on the north side, one side is longer than the other side. So in Mesupik, which one is the right side? Which measurement is the right measurement? Is the Mishnah Shaimim Lamakim Shariba? We listen to the side that's a little bit longer, and we say that's the right measurement. So Rashi Riba Lamakim Mechud Amid Lamakim Acher Shenimtsu Simonei Tchum Keren Zu Aruchin Uboltin Mikneged Simonei Tchum Keren Shekenegdoi. Like on the north side, the east side and the west side, one side is longer than the other side. Is which one of the right chum, the longest side of the longest side? We go to kul or lahokeli or lahachmir. Is shaymin lamakim shariba? We say the longest side is the right one. We go to kula. Or moitzian mida haktzara kenegdo. We make the shorter or chum longer. Nifnei, we say why shleimotach metchilach hevel. We say the person measuring that side did not stretch out this 50 amma long string. In other words, they weren't so strong, they couldn't stretch it out. It was down, sloping down in the middle. That's why they came with a smaller shear. Called tzarkoi. But his katzer got a little bit shorter. The tzarech lemoitcho b'kol koichin. The locher is this 50 yama string. You have to stretch it out as much as you could to get it straight. V'och yitanyo nami b'tasefta. Right, the Mishnah says. And so that's the svara why we say the longer shear is the right shear. And the other shear was short because it didn't stretch out the string long enough. Weiter, the Mishnah Churis has it over again. Ribo liyechod, umiyet liyechod, shem limruba. The Chura, like Rashi says, we'll see Mefarsh b'Gemara. Chura Kashri is the same thing saying over again. If one side is a little bit longer than the other side, we listen to the longer side. Weiter, so the Gemara will explain why the Mishnah says it over twice. Fiafilu eved, afilu shivcha, even an eved and even a shivcha. Nemonim loimer, we could believe them as edus. And when they say ad kan tchum Shabbos, if they know, they say we remember until here is a tchum Shabbos, you have a right to believe them. Shloyomru chachomim esadover lahachmer el lohokel, because a din a tchum is not a chumra, it's only a kula, which means it's only midrabbanan, and something that's only midrabbanan, the rabbanan say like hey marmru, the rabbanan believed even in Eber and even a shivcha to tell us that till up until here is the tchum. Drash shloyomru chachomim. It's only a kula. It's only a din de rabbonin, a kula. The rabbonin will make a taka to believe even a shivcha and even a nevid. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, we'll start again. The Mishnah and Daf Nun Ches on the base on the bottom. Again, the Mishnah says, "Ein moidedin ela min hamumcha." When you measure the tchum outside the city for the tchum Shabbos, you could only use a mumcha. A mumcha, Rashi learns, that means a baki b'medida. Somebody that knows exactly how to measure. He's a baki. He's an experienced. He knows how to measure. Like we said before, because you have to take a string that's 50 yamas long. And you have to know that one side you hold it next to your heart, and the other person on the other side holds it next to his lathe, and they stretch it out as far as possible. So you have to be a bookie how to measure. So at the Mishnah, Ribo Lamakim Mechod, Umiyat Lamakim Acher. Let's say the two corners of a city. Like you have the north side of the city, so there's the east, northeast, and there's the northwest. Those two corners, now when they measure it out, they are Payimam across. One side the measure is longer than the other side. So the Chura, one of them made a mistake. Which one do we listen to? So at the Mishnah, Shoymim Lamakim Shariba. We say the one that has the longer measure, that goes Lakula, that we have a further distance to walk, that's the one we listen to. So Drashi Riba Bamakim Echod, Umiyat Bamakim Acher, Shenimtso Simone Tchum Keren Ze, Aruchin Uboltim Mikineget Simone Tchum Keren Shekenegdom. The two corners on the north side, one corner, the measurement went further out than the other measurement. is Shaymin Lamokim Shariba, Umoitsiyin Mida Haktsara Kinegda. And we say the shorter measurement, we extend it a little bit longer, Mifnei Shalai Motach Mitchilo Hacheva Kotsarpim. Because we'll say the reason why the shorter one got his measurement is because he did not stretch out the string every time he measured with it. When it's katzer, it mainly became a little bit shorter each time. You have to stretch it out with all your might. So therefore we say the one that has the shorter measurement made a mistake, and we go back to the one that has the longer measurement. So the mission again, riboy li'echod u'miyat li'echod, that if one person has a longer measurement and the other one has a shorter measurement, is shoymim limruba. We listen to the one that has the bigger measurement. So Rashi said in the forest be Gemara, and the Gemara is going to ask the Chura, it's saying itself over. It said it already once. Why does it say it over a second time? And the Gemara will explain what the Chiddush is. So the Mishnah, v'afilu eved, afilu shivcha nemonim. Even an eved or a shivcha, that means an eved is a slave or a shivcha maid, is nemonim loimer, they are nemonim to say we believe them, but teres edus, to say ad kan tchum Shabbos. If we forgot where exactly, like the Bezdin measured the tchum, where is the boundary for to walk on Shabbos, and they say we remember at this tree was the end of the tchum, we believe them. Why? Shloy omru chachomim esadover lahachmir elalohokim. Because the chlal, this iser not to walk out of the tchum on Shabbos, is only a din de rabbonin, and the Rabbonin said it not to be machmir, but lahokil. In other words, anytime you have a suffix in the din de Rabbonin, you always go lakula. So here we have a right to be mekel, since it's only an issim, the Rabbonin, to believe in eved and a shivcha. So drashi shleyom ruch hachomim, ki shagozu shleilotzei schutz letchum, when the Rabbonin made this gzera, not to walk out of the tchum of the city on Shabbos, lo yomru lahachmir betchumim, and lahokil betchumim. This din is not like a chumra, not like a diraisa, but it's like a kula, like a din de rabbonin. Zot Gemara.